Okay, let's get crack, and we're continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, and parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, parak Vav, Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah discussed the machlokas regarding a situation where you have a sharecropper, an aris, who is producing the olive oil, and it was a machlokas who was to take, who's responsible for truma, and so on and so forth. Now, as we begin Perek Vav Mishnah, we're going to discuss another machlokas, another discussion when it comes to olive oil. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Lo yimkor adam es zesav elo lechaver. That you're not, a person's not allowed to sell his olives to anyone except for a chaver. Again, a chaver is someone who's trusted in the area, in the realm of tumah v'tahara, of purity and impurity. Someone who we have a certain extra level of trust for to make sure that everything's especially holy, especially pure. Now, according to Beis Shammai, why is a person not allowed to sell his olives to someone who's not trustworthy, not 100% believed when it comes to the area of Tumah V'Tahara? So as the Bar Tanura explains, and many of the Mefarshim explain, the halacha is that you're not allowed to make Tevel Tomeg, and Tevel is the fruits of the crops, before Truma and Meiser was separated from them. Even before the Truma and Meiser separated it, you have Tevel, you're not allowed to make that Tevel Tomeg. Now, how does something become tame? So as we learned earlier in the second parak of Demai and other places as well, as we learned, the way that something becomes tame is once it comes into contact with certain liquids. There's a list in Maseches Machshirin of certain liquids that have the ability to make food tame. And once something comes into contact with that item, with that liquid, then it has the potential to become tame. One of those liquids listed is olive oil, is shemen zayi. So what's the concern here? The concern is, according to Beis Shammai, that if you sell your olives to someone who's not so careful when it comes to tumah and tahara, so we assume that such a person himself is tamei, and now what's he going to do? He's going to take these olives, make them into olive oil, and then he's going to make it all tamei, because again, he's tamei, and the olive oil that's being made is going to make the tevel tamei, which you're not allowed to do. Again, that is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Af l'ma'aser, that even someone who's not careful when it comes to Meiser, meaning an Amaret, and certainly someone who's not a chaver, who's not trusted when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, who's not a chaver, says Beis Hillel, you can sell your olives to anyone, it's not a problem, you can sell your olives, not an issue, not a concern. And the assumption, according to the Beis Hillel, is that it's not olive oil yet, it's still olives. And if it's not olive oil, the liquid that has the ability to create Tumah has not been formed, and we're not concerned, maybe the person's just going to go and eat the olives and not turn it into olive oil. Again, that's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. However, finishes off the Mishnah, Utsnue Beis Hillel hayu noagin kedivrei Beis Shammai, says of the Mishnah that the pious people, the special holy members of Beis Hillel, they followed in accordance with Beis Shammai, and they would not sell their olives to someone who wasn't so trusted, certainly when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, and when it comes to someone who wasn't trusted when it comes to separating Trumos and Maeseros as well. Now we're going to continue with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, as we continue the discussion of dividing Maeser, who's responsible for separating Maeser, and so on. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim Shebatzru Es Karmehen L'soch Gas Achas. You have two people, and they own a vineyard together, b'shutfus, they're partners in owning the particular vineyard, and they're starting to harvest their grapes, l'sofgas achas, in one wine press. They're going to take all of their grapes that they harvested in their vineyard, and they're going to press them and make wine out of their grapes. The problem is, says the Mishnah, echod ma'aser v'yachod she'inu ma'aser. One of them, one of the partners, is trusted when it comes to separating ma'aser, and one isn't trusted, one's considered to be an am ha'aretz, and therefore we're not so sure that they're going to separate ma'aser of the wine, of the produce. Says the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Ha-ma'aser ma'aser es shelo. So the person who's trusted when it comes to separating ma'aser, he obviously has to separate the ma'aser of his portion. Again, they split everything. They're shutzvim. They're partners. So they're going to split everything in half. So obviously he has to separate the ma'aser on the half that he gets. V'chelko b'chol makom shehu. And what must he do? He must then go over to his partner and separate half and rather separate miser from half, which is 1/10 of half of what his partner has. So basically, he's going to have to separate miser on 75%, on 3/4 of the produce. He's going to have to separate miser 10% of his portion, which is half. And he's going to have to separate miser on half of what his partner has. Because, as the Bartanura explains, when you have shutfim, when you have partners, the assumption is that really they both technically own half of each grape, half of each amount of the crops, and therefore technically the partner has a little bit of a stake in half of what the his other partner got, and therefore he has to take miser of his half, and he has to take miser of half, 10% of half of what his partner had as well. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, discuss the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding when you can or cannot sell olives to a regular person, or if you can only sell them to an Am Haaretz, like Beis Shammai says, according to Beis Hillel, no, you can sell them to anyone, not only a chaver. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, discuss the case where you have two people who are separating the wine, who are partners, and they're pressing the grapes into wine, and the problem is that only one of them is believed as trustworthy when it comes to separating miser, and the other one is not. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that the person who's trusted has to separate miser on his portion, and he has to separate miser on half of his partner's portion as well. Have a great day.